Josh Peterson, Steve Sipple here on a One Beer Friday, getting you ready for the weekend.
People driving home, Josh.
Oh, holy crap!
God, that was scary.
Oh, hey, you got the tickets.
That was scary.
All right, cool. Here, you want to stop by and say
hi
for a second?
Please say hi. That was scary. I thought we were getting attacked.
I haven't read the text to him yet, if you just want to say it to his face.
Oh, yeah. You know so much more about random artists than you do running backs.
Dude, it's so funny that you're here. I was just telling him off the air. We were talking.
Oh, Steve Earle.
Can we talk about the discussion we were just having about Randy Gregory?
Yeah,
like you guys argued about him when I was a producer.
Michael was wrong about this.
How was I wrong?
Because he was like way, way high on him, and you were like, he's good, but I don't think you thought.
My problem was that he didn't go to class. He couldn't get out of bed. I didn't thought he had the discipline to be good. Remember this: as an intern, or maybe they call it something else. But Barrett Rude had to go and wake him up every day. Just to get him to go to class.
He's going to be a top five pick.
That's all I know.
But he just gets paid.
You'd be a top five pick if he was disciplined enough and didn't do drugs and had all ifs and buts or candy and nuts.
I'm not talking about character. I'm talking about sheer talent.
No, I wasn't debating that he had talent. I didn't think he could be a good player.
I thought when he was right, he was better than anybody I've ever seen.
Let's go back real quick.
Awesome.
You also were very upset about a certain running back because of his size. And Amir Abdullah had a pretty good career. Let's just put that out there.
I don't remember.
No, well, we were at Brewski's. I remember it very well. We were at Brewski's.
You're confusing me with somebody.
No, it was our first argument about big backs.
Okay.
It was our first argument about big backs.
What was I saying?
And you were like, oh, you know, he's too small for this. He's like, I was like, dude, but, you know, he's elusive. He makes guys miss. He gets a lot of backfield. Oh, I don't like him. He's too small. He ended up finishing like fourth all-time purpose yardage for Nebraska's history.
Yeah, that brings back memories of when I first not my first interview with him, but one of my interviews with him. When I was just standing alone with him, interviewing him, I looked him in the eye and said, are you okay running between the tackles? And he glared at me.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, why? And we never had the same relationship.
You don't remember what I said?
Who was that with you said?
Amir Abdullah.
Do you remember what I said?
He still doesn't like me.
You know what I said to you?
He still doesn't.
When you said that he wasn't big enough?
What?
Do you remember what I said to you, any chance?
Uh-uh.
He squatted 600 pounds. He squatted a small car. Dude, he was strong.
Yeah, he's
wasn't
good.
Worried about that guy.
He's
so,
good.
Real quick, Randy Gregory?
Yeah, I was right about
the
that.
The best you've seen at Nebraska or
right.
in person
when
in general?
When he was right.
Wow, he was good, but really?
When he was right, I'd take him over Wistrom.
Wow.
Yeah, when he was right. Now, it was very
Hold on. He wasn't that good against a run compared to Grant.
Mm.
Grant was a two-way guy. I mean, he could anchor down the run.
He was okay against a run.
He guessed a lot. Mm-hmm. Giving openings to, mm-hmm. I think if you asked Bo that, he'd tell you. He guessed a lot, and it allowed, I've heard him say this, they guessed a lot,
mm-hmm.
which was great. They made plays, but they also gave up plays because of that.
What separated Randy in my mind, Michael, was his just sheer athleticism compared to Grant. I mean, he was just.
Grant Wistrom.
Yeah. When I saw.
The three-time national championship, yeah, 4-year right. starter, all Big 12.
NFL
freshman All-American, third-team All-American, first-team All-American.
When I saw him in his workout, Randy, yeah, that was a yeah. different. No, that you'll never convince me.
Yeah,
he hasn't made it pay.
Yeah,
you know, because of his issues.
It's fascinating. You know, there is something to be said about the fact that he's African American. You said that because he's more athletic than the white guy, but that's fine. I get it. I get what you're saying.
No, but it wasn't just that. It was the way he went through drills. It was scary.
When we leave this, I'm texting Jason Peter.
Oh,
and
I'm
sending him
that
text. I'm sending him the text.
You
Let
don't
me quote
that.
It. Here's what Sip said.
Please don't do that.
He said, Randy Gregory, better athlete than Grant Wistrom.
Do you need money right now?
He'll Venmo you, Mike.
I'm texting him that as I leave here.
I mean, I'm good. You have kids and everything. I can give you $500.
Let me say this.
I'll take $500.
I will always have a soft spot for Randy Gregory in my heart.
Yeah.
Because when we went to... You know, they always have that event the week before school, right before the season starts, where they bring all the kids down. Usually it's special needs kids.
Yeah, okay.
And Miles got invited to go down to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes down there, and Randy, there's a kid, autistic kid, that's mm-hmm. just losing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen it happen before. He's losing it. And Randy spent a good 20 minutes
mm-hmm.
on his knee, consoling the kid, playing with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was crying.
Wow.
Watching it happen.
Wow. That's
it
awesome.
Was incredible.
Really?
And I occasionally will send him, I have a picture of he with my kids and a picture with Ethan Carter with my kids. Those are the two main ones that I have.
Really?
And I have sent Randy that picture before.
Really?
Yeah, saying that. Because I sent a note to the university after that, courtesy of Chris Anderson, saying it was one of the most special things I've ever saw.
It's a beautiful story.
It was incredible.
Story.
Yeah. So I have a soft spot for the guy. But, you know.
I have a soft spot for you because we did those shows.
I was just going to say, I missed the Friday night shows. Those were awesome you guys.
Yeah, those were fun.
Me and Michael, we did those for a few years.
We did a lot of shows together. Ragazzi's, I think, was the last place we did shows together. Yeah. Had a great argument about Malik Collins and Vincent Valentine.
Don't remember that one.
Yeah, I remember everything.
Did I write about that one, too?
I don't remember much about, like, personal stuff, like my kids, my wife, but I remember every single conversation we ever had. I love you guys watching Indiana and Rutgers. That's awesome.
Yeah, me and Michael used to go at it pretty good.
Yeah, we did.
Now David's tweeting, go look at Wistrom's combine numbers.
I know, they're incredible. The dude ran, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 4.06 short shuttle. Is
that
right?
Good. That's not pretty good.
Pretty good. At what weight? What did he weigh? 275? What did he weigh?
Well, I mean, I'm not taking away from Grant. I'm just saying straight up, I'm taking Randy.
What do you have with short shuttle?
I don't know. It doesn't.
Hey, Grant was great.
Say, at least not on this
20,
one.
20? Maybe sometimes it's 20. Yeah. Short shuttle.
I mean, Wistrom was a freakazoid too. I'm just taking one freakazoid over the other.
Okay. All right. That's cool. I got no problem with Houdini. Loved them. Yeah. They were a great band. Yeah.
Also, Joel says, I just realized how much I miss hearing Michael yelling on my radio.
Sorry.
No. You should. Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always gonna prefer bigger backs.
I know you are. Yeah. I know you
are.
Oh,
we know.
It's funny. We had that conversation, and I Googled the top 10 all-time backs in NFL history. Right. Gibb. I Googled it, and like the only one, Eric Dickerson, Jim Brown, like the only big backs.
Well, those pretty good.
Everybody
ones.
Else was like Emmitt Smith, considered to be too small. Right. Tony Dorsett. Lean, mean, fighting machine, too small, not big enough. It was like all these guys.
Hey, Barry Sanders.
And Barry Sanders. And they all like were the best backs in the league.
Yeah, but how about now? Now, as long as Damon's listening, he might remember the big argument we got in. Who's better, Derrick Henry or McCaffrey?
I remember that, yeah.
And I was.
You're on the right on that one.
Oh, my God.
We'll all admit
Damon,
on that one.
At the time, you weren't.
Yes,
that's true. At the time, yeah.
He was sharing time with, was it Murray?
I knew what was going to happen.
He was sharing time. And at the time, Christian McCaffrey was the most productive back in football at the time.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt.
Then
he's been hurt the last 2 years.
Shock.
Who was he sharing time with?
I don't remember.
At Tennessee.
Either.
It was ridiculous. It was somebody that shouldn't have been sharing time with.
Mm-hmm.
It was a small back.
Yeah, 2019, he had over 1,300 rushing yards and over 1,000 receiving yards.
That's McCaffrey?
Yeah. He had
one of the greatest seasons in the history of football.
Yards.
I knew it was coming.
It's one of the greatest seasons in football.
Now, where is he now? Does he play anymore?
McCaffrey?
In Canada?
I will say this to you. He is poised to be on a really bad team, obviously, but to have a huge year.
Okay.
Because he's going to get all the touches.
As long as he stays healthy.
I mean, there's nobody. Look at the quarterback situation they have, unless you think.
But, I mean, you know, but who? I mean, Henry's just been a monster.
And yeah, he got hurt for the first time last year, and he's hitting 27 going to 28. That is the drop off for running back. So we'll see what happens.
He's an old. He's a Steve Sipple of running back.
He's an old. Yeah. What about Misha? Are you going to do Big Red Rapid this year or no?
Yeah, I will see you on the 27th.
Oh, really? Of September?
Yeah. I'll see
nice.
You on the 27th.
Awesome.
Off week.
Bye week, I was going to say, yeah.
That's cool.
I
love to talk about.
We'll wrap it up.
What will their record be?
I don't
know. What will the record be when you come on Big Red Wrap Up on the 27th?
Josh, get the list ready.
3-1.
Yeah.
3-1.
That's 3-1?
That's
solid.
Safe.
That's what they expected.
Yeah. Safe.
Last year I would have said 2-2. I'm 3-1.
I think they'll have 6 wins by Halloween.
He is bullish.
Are you
6
bullish?
Wins by Halloween. And I feel bad about it because I keep being told by people who are closer to the program than I am now telling me they are horrible. So I'm like,
I was wondering where you're getting your info.
I'm like, damn. I just look at the personnel. I think they're more talented position to position than they were last year. Even though they lost guys who are contributors and been around, I think individually they're more talented. They're more talented in the running back room, the wide receiver room, the quarterback room for sure because of the three deep they have.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are in the defensive line. Offensive line's a question mark, I know, I think they're as good or better at inside linebacker. We know that their pass rushers are going to be better than they were last year, naturally. Their secondary is younger.
How about schedule?
Easier.
Schedule's easier.
Schedule's easier.
I know, and we're not supposed to mention, schedule, but yeah, right. I mean, schedule's a part of it, too.
One more before you leave, Michael. Yeah. Mark says, Michael needs to come back for bigger at overreaction. Just put him on part-time payroll. You want to do overreaction? You want to fill in?
If you need somebody
you
to fill
You
want to
do it with Gary week zero?
You're not doing
in week zero with Gary. You want it?
Look at you already trying to get off of one. That's awesome. That's good.
Just kidding.
You haven't changed at all.
Oh, come on.
I'll tell you what just happened. You know what just happened?
What?
Instant energy. Michael came in. We needed a little energy.
I believe in energy. I heard you say that to him, and he always has energy.
Yeah,
I know.
I like that.
Has anybody gotten the thing yet?
No, they should be though. Look.
I heard.
Yeah,
Trixie.
Yeah. It's okay. So last time he said, last time he said Trixie.
I heard Trixie.
And he also referenced a trip to Ireland. So look, one of the boards is a bingo.
Diagonal.
One of the boards is a bingo.
Makes what? Old man noise. I like when you went hello. Just random hello was awesome.
Hello.
Is that on there?
No, I forgot hello. To add it.
And that's, I was like, hello, like you don't like who, you're saying hi to somebody.
Who
or
did you get that
happen?
From? Was that Parker? Or was that
no,
was
they
that
they got it from me.
They got it from him.
Oh, they
he
stole.
Said it, and then all the Journal Star people started saying hello. And now Happer says it too. Hello.
Yeah, Happer did.
I like
Happer
hello.
Happer said it during the crossover.
Yeah, hello.
It's like hello. Hello is good. Hello is good. I like it. This is these are from my wife's birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday,
favorite
Chris.
It's not till the 17th. But
oh, happy birthday.
We
to
have
be.
That. We have that weird happy thing birthday. Where you have the anniversary on the 14th oh. and her birthday's on the 17th.
Oh, fun.
So it's yeah. like, you know, I got to buy two gifts.
Two gifts. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You got to. Don't want to get in trouble. So.
Happy birthday to your bank account. DeMarco Murray from Jed, by the way.
Thank you. It's Murray. I said Murray. I knew, I knew it was. And then there was somebody else. There was a second back who was a pass catching guy who came in on third down.
For the Titans? So they had three guys?
So they had three guys.
And two other dudes?
Yep. It was another guy.
Yeah, because that was Murray after the Cowboys ran him into the ground in 2014. They're like, hey, here, carry the ball 800 times this year.
Yeah, 350 times. Yeah, but there was another back, too, who caught the ball out of the backfield. But, you know, I don't remember things.
All right, Jed, tweet that one at us, too.
Yeah, tell me who the other back was that caught the ball.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Dude, great seeing you.
Appreciate it. It was fun to see you.
Two times this week. I got to see you two times.
That is very true.
Thank you, Michael.
How come you weren't at Neil's thing?
Yeah. You got in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Where were you?
You live in Lincoln. You could have walked over there.
I could have.
Yeah.
I should have.
Or rode the hog.
Yeah.
I like when you call
Brian
it the hog.
Said, I like when Zip referenced his hog.
I love when he says the hog. Because I'm not quite sure living here in Nebraska if you're talking about a pig or not. So,
or something else.
I'm
bye
not.
Bye. Bye, Michael.
I'm not talking about a pig. See you, Michael.
We got energy now.
God, that was incredible.
Yeah, that was one of the best compliments he's ever given me. I always have energy.
You do. I was, and I'm joking around on that.
Yeah.
We'll
see about that.
Your humor and your energy are
I'll call up Jason, too.
Yeah,
I don't think Jason likes me anymore. This week's zone deal is for Langfeld overhead doors. Sip, I don't know if your garage door needs an opener, but if it does, you can go to 1620thezone.com right now. It's a $450 value. You get the door, you get the remote, and the install.
Wow.
$450.
That's a deal.
Only $225.
Ooh.
That's half off. $450's
not bad. I mean.
Yeah, and you get it for $225.
That's
in
a
this
steal.
Economy?
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible.
That's a good deal.
One Beer Friday coming up on 1620 The Zone.